Ooh, we are talking all about the red pandas today, and it comes as we welcome a brand new face to the Beardsley Zoo family. Greg Dancho, it sounds like a 10-month-old red panda is making his public debut, and I want to make sure I say his name correctly. Is it Dorje?
Is it Dorje?
Dorje. Like, oh, so fancy.
Like Tarje.
Right. I love it. Dorje. Where does Dorje come from? What a cutie.
Isn't that cutie? Yeah. Dorje comes from the Hogle Zoo out in Utah.
Ooh.
He was born there 10 months ago. So he is a youngster. He is a baby.
He's cute. He's really cute.
We're really excited about Dorje. The thing about Dorje, which was sad, is that he lost his mother only a few months after birth.
Oh, that's awful.
So that was something where, you know, again, when they are born, he was not being hand reared, but he already was okay, you know, being by himself. But now losing his mother, they usually stay together for maybe up to 6 months to a year. So you want to learn how to be a panda. So losing his mother was not a good thing for him.
Mm.
However, his father actually started to be with him, and that's unusual.
Wait,
because,
that's weird. Yeah, you know, I thought that they don't. Yeah. They kind of go solo.
They are. They're usually a solitary animal, and usually the fathers go and leave the mothers alone, and the mothers raise the babies. But because in some situations, especially in human care, if the animals have good personalities and they are getting along, they can, you know, be together. So it's not like if they have the opportunity, if they were away, they maybe want to wander far away from each other. But, you know, if they like each other, then they stick around. So, you know, the male panda decided that Dorje was okay, and he started to work with him and you know, teach him how to climb and things of that nature. But again, really the thing to do is have a female that kind of, we were hoping that, and this is what the SSP did, bring in Dorje here at the zoo to be with Barry. Now, Barry is 14 years old, so she is an older animal.
Yeah.
This is not part of the SSP breeding program, which you always talk about, bringing a male and female together to have offspring. This is really for Dorje to come in and be with Barry to learn how to be a panda, how to climb, learn all the social norms, you know what I mean? To
I
understand
do.
when we do have the opportunity for a female to come in, that will be part of the SSP breeding program, then hopefully Dorje will be acclimated to really be in a panda. So then we can have a program again. And that's really the whole thing, to get this SSP program, Species Survival Plan program, to have offspring with the red pandas, because they are an endangered species. There are only about 2,500 of them in the wild. That's a 50% loss in 20 years from what they used to be. And that's, again, because of habitat loss, because of people building homes where they usually are, not having the food, not having the resources. And actually, people were picking them up as pets. We always say that, and that's a horrible thing. But that's another issue that we had with pandas out in the wild. So now that we have Dorje put here, he's now gone through his 30-day quarantine period, which we always do when we bring a new animal in,
mm-hmm.
goes to our animal care center. We brought him into the enclosure. So for about a week or so, they were able to see each other, smell each other, but not put together. And this last weekend, we did put them together, and now they are, you know, in, we're watching them. Yesterday, they had had the first day being outside. So they had the outside and inside to be able to go to. And we have our volunteers and our staff are watching to see if there's any issues going on. And right now, the only issues are that we see is that Dorje is very, very much more active than Barry is. So if people come to the zoo to look for a panda,
he's got age on his side.
He does have age
youth,
on his side.
I should say.
And Barry's always been a little bit sedentary. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
She's not a big moving animal. But Dorje, yeah, he's moving around very, very well. So this whole program now, we're excited about having Dorje. We brought our first red panda in years ago. Our first red panda was Roshan. Roshan came to us from Franklin Park Zoo in Boston. Was only supposed to be here for a very short period of time while they were building a new area for a new habitat for them in Boston. And by the time the habitat was built, they decided that Roshan was happy here and decided to keep him here. And then we were able to talk to a Bob Natt, who was at actually a function, and he was showing pictures of giant pandas. And I said, oh, we happen to have Vershawn here. We're trying to build new habitat. So Bob was very happy to give us funding to be able to build our Bob Natt family red panda habitat. And so that's really how it started. Now we have Barry and Dorje. And we're really, really excited to have this pair here right now.
I think it's so exciting, and I love that people can go into the habitat and see them both from the inside portion and outside portion of it is the Natt family red panda habitat right there at the Beardsley Zoo. Yep. And of course,
and remember, we have a panda cam.
Yes, you do. That's what I was going to say. Yes, you have a panda cam as well. That's still on your website?
Yep, sure is.
That's fantastic. Yep. So if you want to check that out as well, because I don't think the Beardsley Zoo is open just this hour, not yet. So if you want to check that out ahead of time, you could certainly go to their website, which, again, you know, is beardsleyzoo.org. And Greg Dancho, thank you so much. And, another welcome to Dorje. I love that.
Dorje.
So cute.
We have to say it all day long, Dorje.
I can't wait. So, so excited. Right. Well, thank you, Greg. I can't wait to see the little guy very soon.
Yeah, very good. Again, everybody, it's going to be a nice weekend. So, again, happy Memorial Day. And, hey, happy World Turtle Day, too. So, again, everything comes up zoo.
I know. I tell you, it always comes back to the zoo. And I like that. I'd much rather a world where it always comes back to the zoo than really anything else. So, Greg Dancho, I appreciate you. You have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend, and we will see you really soon.
Take care.
All right, Greg Dancho of the Beardsley Zoo. During our Zoo Minute here on WICC, again, their website is beardsleyzoo.org.